Blog Talk Radio.
Do you watch Fox News all day? Are you dizzy from conservative spin? Are you a birther or teabagger? You might be suffering from a condition called arachnophobia. If so, the only cure is Liberal Dan Radio.
Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Central on Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, Liberal Dan Radio is not a substitute for doctor's advice. Severe cases of arachnophobia may require psychiatric help. This may prove expensive if Republicans repeal health care. Listening to Liberal Dan Radio may cause you to embrace things like facts, logic, and reason. If these symptoms last for more than 4 hours, you have been cured. For more information, go to LiberalDan.com.
Welcome back to Liberal Dan Radio, Talk from the Left. That's right. This is your host, Dan Zimmerman, coming at you from New Orleans, Louisiana. To join the conversation, it's area code 347-838-8368. That's area code 347-838-8368. You can also join us in the chat room live over at blogtalkradio.com/liberaldan. Or if you're listening after the live broadcast, you could always leave your comments, questions, concerns, etc., over at the show site at liberaldan.com. I'm currently doing a live responding, live responding to what is going on in the Republican convention. Right now, a pastor, Daryl Scott, is talking. So if you're listening along with me, you're more than welcome to also listen to him and see what he's saying. Or you could also call in and we can discuss what's being discussed on the Republican, on the floor of the Republican convention and see what these interesting people have to say. I've extended the length of the show today to go longer just in case I need the extra hours, in case perhaps other candidates who ran against Trump go up just to see what they're going to say. I may end after an hour, I may end after two, et cetera. But there's a lot of stuff to be discussing when it comes to currently what's happened so far in the election that we could, fill the time between speakers with information about what's going on previously and the silliness that has happened so far. It's really ridiculous. But again, you can you can feel free to join us. Again, it's 347-838-8368. And you can, join us. Let us know what you think about the speakers. Are you pro-Trump? Are you anti-Trump? Or are you a Republican who is not happy with Trump? Like there are many out there. Are you a liberal who voted for Bernie and need me to set you straight as to what you should be doing? I'd be more than happy to discuss that with you as well. Donald, see, he says, Donald Trump is a master negotiator and deal maker, is what Daryl Scott said. But here we go. Here is a pastor who's talking about Donald Trump's negotiating and deal making skills. There was an ad that came out where an individual was discussing about the work that he had done for Donald Trump's corporation. And instead of just paying the man the amount of money that was due and under the negotiated contract, Donald Trump's organization supposedly took, only paid a little bit and then, offered a little bit more, which was much less than what this guy would have needed. But the guy figured that if he took so long to, he would sue. And even according to this guy, the Trump's representative, Trump's lawyer, basically said, look, you would probably sue us and you'd probably win, but we would make it so painful for you that it wouldn't be worth it. So just take what we're going to give you and just let it be that. And that's ultimately what he wound up doing. And how a pastor can get up here and talk about his negotiating skills, we can't do that on the national stage. We can't just make deals with other countries and then say, all right, this is how it's going to be. You can take it or leave it. You know, we'll get ours, but you won't get yours. If you don't like it, that's too bad for you. That's pretty lousy. And that is not going to make us improved on the world stage. That is going to make enemies faster than it makes friends. And this nation will be hated worldwide because of this. And now, a lot of people probably don't care. A lot of these people cheering the speaker right now is probably doesn't care about what other country what other countries feel about us. They're probably more than happy to say we'll just go it alone. We don't need anybody else. The world's shrinking when it comes to what technology allows. You know, the world is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And we need to be able to work with other nations to get things done, not push them away. If Donald Trump pulls those kind of shenanigans with other nations, it's not going to be pretty. We're not going to have good deals. He's not going to make good deals for our that will benefit our companies that are here and benefit our workers. So now we have Harold Hamm, who is an oil businessman. I'm sure he's very, very happy to see Mr. Trump running for president. He would definitely like to see oil thrive. Now, I don't think we should stop oil or stop drilling. I think we should invest in alternate forms of technology. I think we need to cut coal. And what they don't understand is when we say cutting coal doesn't mean you cut the people who worked in the coal industry out of the loop. You help them. You help those people get into the other industries, into other energy industries like solar, wind power, construction wind turbines, making solar panels. You give those people new jobs and new skills, and you help them along the way as we transition to an alternative energy economy. That way, those people have good, sustainable jobs, and we stop chopping tops off mountains. We stop putting the coal runoff into our freshwater sources, because these Republicans have no problem with oil companies making profits at the expense of our freshwater sources. And there's a fight going on in St. Tammany Parish, Louisiana, they're very conservative up there, but they are fighting the people who want to start fracking up there because they're seeing what could potentially happen to this guy is selling Hillary Clinton to me. He's like, Hillary Clinton is going to eliminate fossil fuels in America. Good, good. Now, what's untrue, though, is that, you know, liberals do a bad job with oil. Now, we're actually under Barack Obama. We have become an oil net gasoline exporter. The reason why they want to build this Keystone Pipeline is not because it's going to create American jobs. The amount of American jobs created by the Keystone Pipeline will be negligible and temporary. The oil will be piped down to Texas and shipped out the Gulf because they're hoping to get taken advantage of some tax credits for GoZone tax credits, and therefore – I mean, this gasoline is going to go to help other people with their supplies. It does not going to help in our supplies. And so the idea that we're somehow lagging behind in fossil fuels under Barack Obama is ridiculous. But again, what these people want to do in St. Tammany Parish is they want to set up fracking, despite the fact that the fracking could poison one of the freshwater sources. And that's ridiculous. Every time we don't drill a well in America, terrorism is funded. That's just ridiculous. That is just silly. You know, again, if we drill more oil, you know, the one thing that they talk about, this is one thing that Republicans don't talk about. They want to drill more oil, but they don't talk about the fact that we're at almost capacity when it comes to making gasoline from refining that oil and making fuel out of it. So you need more refineries. But no one wants to build a refinery in their neighborhood. Nobody wants to refine gasoline in their district. They will fight tooth and nail against your staunch, your strictest free market economy conservative will fight tooth and nail to make sure that that refinery does not go in his district. Because not in my backyard trumps almost anything else. And I've criticized people on the left, on the right. Is he talking about picking cotton? What? Ridiculous. Anyway, so they're talking. No, one of the things that Ted Kennedy did that I disagreed with was that he was wanting people to, you know, create wind energy, but when they wanted to create a wind farm off the coast of his house in Massachusetts, he did not want that, and he fought that. So that is hypocritical. If you want to build wind farms, you should support the building of wind farms regardless of where it is. And if you want to build wind farms off the coast but not off your backyard, that is a problem. If you want to support coal or natural gas production, you want to it's not natural gas, but oil, fossil fuel production, and you want to, but you don't want to build refineries in your backyard, you're going to have these oil that is going to be sitting there and not doing anything with it. Another thing with the Keystone pipeline is that we're not at capacity in the existing pipelines. It'll take a while to get from those existing pipelines and make them reach capacity. So we don't even need the pipeline right now, even if we were going to use it locally, which we're not. We're going to be shifting out. Oh, Lord, here comes Scott Walker. And he doesn't have a podium. He's just standing there with his microphone and ready to chit-chat. Let's see what this goofball has to say. We have a choice, according to Scott Walker. We deserve better. Yes, we do. We deserve better than Donald Trump. But that's not what he's going to say, obviously. Let's see. Hillary Clinton is one of the well-connected. They want more of the same. Donald Trump is standing with the American people. Well, some American people, I'm guessing. Now, of course, this will be all platitudes and won't actually be anything of substance, because most of this convention has pretty much just been no substance, just attack Hillary again, mostly with lies, or totally with lies, and then do a little plagiarism in the middle, which that was fun. I mean, I think I had some of my most fun on Twitter recently than, you know, making fun of the whole plagiarism. And that's one of the things about Republicans. Republicans will sit here and they don't, oh God, America deserves better is going to be the tagline. Ridiculous. So, let's see, tonight's theme is, oh God, I'm going to talk about the words that Obama won't use, radical Islamic terrorism. You know, Obama has bombed plenty of radical Islamists, but the idea that he won't say radical Islamic terrorism, and as such, that makes him a bad person. Well, guess what? Had Barack Obama said radical Islamic terrorism, they would find some other combinations of words that he hadn't used and tell him, well, he hasn't said this. And then if he said that, well, he hasn't said this. And then if he said that, here's a fourth thing he hasn't said. And they would use each possibility, each example to explain why he is somehow weak just because he doesn't use the words. But he clearly is not being weak on dealing with terrorists. And so, oh, and here comes, here's the thing that Republicans also don't get about law enforcement. We can be supportive of the people who are good in law enforcement whilst wanting to weed out the bad apples. And the Republicans will refuse to point out the bad apples. They will refuse to sit here and say, look, I've asked, and I've even asked police officers this, and ones that are I think are good police officers, and they don't want to say, given, I was like, just give me one example of where a police officer acted badly, was wrong. The one where the police shot where a policeman actually is going to be, he has charges against him, and the other police officers went and tried to and took away the Burger King footage that was taken. They wouldn't the Tamir Rice shooting. They would not mention that. They don't mention anything when it comes to. They won't say any, give any examples. And part of the reason I think, one of the reasons that I think that this happens or this won't happen on some cops is that I think they're afraid of retribution. They don't want to have their jobs put on the line because they stand up and make a change. So we as citizens need to stand up and say, look, we will not allow you to lose your job. We will stand up and fight for you if they make you lose your job. We will fight against that from happening, and we need to embolden the good police officers out there and enable them to be confident that if they stand up and do the right thing, that we're going to have their backs. And some people have said to me, if you have their back, if you shouldn't have to have their backs, they should stand up and do the right thing. And in a perfect world, sure. But in a perfect world, they wouldn't need to stand up against the bad cops because there wouldn't be bad cops. Hell, in a perfect world, there wouldn't need to be cops because no one would commit crimes. So we should ignore the perfect. And, or as Obama says, we shouldn't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. I was talking about who the Ronald Reagan put in Scalia. Well, Ronald Reagan also put in Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, who turned into a liberal, which is good for us. But Republicans, one of the Trump's judicial options, one of the options that they posted for a Supreme Court nomination. That's what he's talking about right now, Supreme Court nominations, and Hillary Clinton, and who they would choose. It's the excuse me. He thinks that states should be able to discriminate against people based off their sexual orientation, which would go against stare decisis. But Republican conservatives like to talk about stare decisis and how they will support previous rulings, but when it comes down to it, they will go against their decisions every day in the week and twice on Sunday if it means that they're going to excuse me, I have a sore throat right now. If it means that they're going to get their way on things like abortion and any other conservative issue, because people like to talk about activist justices, but activist justices are on the conservative side too. We've seen a lot of activist decisions by the conservative justices in this recent court, especially when Scalia was still alive. And, what I don't want to see is if Hillary loses, we get Donald Trump and we'll likely have a 50 votes in the Senate, and then they'll take the Democratic example and they will use the nuclear option to pass any Supreme Court justice through, and we will have major conservative justices for years, and it's not going to be good. And benefits and gains that we've made on civil rights will go away. And that's why, to me, I've been saying that to me, the most important thing in this election is the Supreme Court. And the people who would put that at risk by voting third party in states that matter are causing us to be at great risk for losing those rights that were so hard fought for. So anyway, let me go ahead and take a quick break while Scott Walker is talking. Come back. We can take your calls as well. That's 347-838-8368. The phone number is 347-838-8368. You can call in. You can come join us in the chat room. This is Liberal Dan Radio. Talk from the left. That's right.
Are you planning a trip to Disney soon? Do you want help avoiding spending mistakes and making the most of your vacation? Then check out Budgeteers.com, a new site devoted to helping you get the most mouse for your money. What kinds of tickets should you get? Is the dining plan a good deal for you? Should you stay on grounds or not? Should you buy park hoppers? Many other sites are filled with information about what other people like to do, but Budgeteers is geared to help you make the best decision for you. So check out Budgeteers.com or go to YouTube.com/Budgeteers and help make your trip the best it can be. Budgeteers.com is not a travel agency and it is not affiliated with the Disney Corporation or any of its holdings.
I am sick and tired of the propaganda in today's media. You know, we can't have a sane discussion about politics. Well, yes, you can, and it's on RLJS Radio Live with your girls, Monica R.W. and Autumn S. I'm there every week when they discuss Michigan and national politics, job search, unemployment, and more from an independent left, sanity-based point of view. So, tune in. RLJS Radio Live, Saturdays and Sundays at 11 a.m. sharp here on the Blog Talk Radio Network.
And welcome back to Liberal Dan Radio, Talk from the Left, That's Right. This is your host, Dan Zimmerman, coming at you from New Orleans, Louisiana. Again, to join the conversation, it's 347-838-8368. That's area code 347-838-8368. Scott Walker just left the stage. If I would have known we would have had this music interlude, I would have waited for the short commercial break, but that's fine. Looking up, you know, Scott Walker said, if we can do things, conservative reforms in a blue state, we can do them anywhere. Well, according to this, basically, Scott Walker has turned Wisconsin into Mississippi. That's a good quote from Salon right there. Anti-worker, anti-public education. And basically, he's turning Wisconsin into a Southern-style low-wage state. He led an all-out war on workers, failed to generate jobs, failed to generate higher wages. He Act 10 simultaneously abolished all collective bargaining rights for public unions. Walker signed anti-union right to work bill. The state severely weakened the prevailing wage protections. Excuse me. He also attacked the living wage concept in the state. He undermined Wisconsin's public education. Let's see. Oh, here's a letter. Less accountability and transparency, humiliating and harming the vulnerable. He attacked environmental protection, rolled back abortion rights, exploiting the poor. I don't know what that means. Humiliating public assistance recipients. And he is that the public has approval rating of just 41%. So he's not actually doing that well when it comes to people and their opinions on how he's doing. It's just ridiculousness how these people want to just push these failed ideas. They're failed. I mean, you know, if you look at all of the states that receive public assistance, it's all red states, a lot of southern states. I think there's one out of the top 10 worst states is a blue state. I think the rest are red states. You have the wages get lower and lower for workers. You know, profits might be booming, but the wages get lower and lower. The median wage keeps getting lower and lower. Even if the average wage goes up, and this is probably the one of the examples where I think the median wage, something using median instead of average, instead of mean, is probably better because you'll see more and more people. And if you include people that aren't in the workforce, it's even worse. And they'll be the first to blame Obama for this, but it's not Obama's problem. It's not Obama's that's causing these problems. It's these state laws that harm workers in the states. It's conservatives who fight constantly against the ability of wage earners, of workers, of the people who big business relies on to make their profits, and they consistently fight against those people's best interests in order to help line the pockets of the rich and the wealthy so they can, you know, get a Learjet 4 instead of a Learjet 3. So excuse me. See some interesting as this video is airing. Every time you try and tell you how wonderful the Trump boys are, remember this, and it's a picture of Donald Trump Jr. and I guess his other brothers out hunting all sorts of wild animals. It took Obama 2 full minutes to get everyone to quiet down from his DNC in 2008. Ain't no momentum in the RNC in Cleveland. Well, I mean, to be fair, Trump hasn't taken the stage yet to speak. So we will see. The vice president of the Eric Trump Foundation, somebody else who is a little tiny splotch of non-whiteness in the state. Because if you look at that convention, it's very, very white. Like someone on NBC said, that's a very, very dark convention. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's full of white people. Let's see. Onion politics, now popular tradition of free chair messages or originated with Warren G. Harding at the 1920 RNC. Well, Warren G., you know, I don't think he would be a Republican because Warren G. liked to regulate. Wonder if anybody's fact-checking Scott Walker at the moment. There's 80 new results on Twitter, you know, so we're basically getting lots of responses. We all watch horrified and helpless as radical Islamic terrorists to Benghazi. Is it Benghazi? Oh, LGBT community. They're really going to talk about LGBT community? Really? When Marco Rubio said that some of the money that goes down there should go to local businesses instead of going to the people who are victims? Seriously? And she's not getting a lot of claps. She didn't get any claps for that LGBT comment, which is amazing. So we can't, there are attacks on America, but they're not, it wasn't all Muslims who did that. So smattering of applause there for what she said. Let's see, put this on Twitter. I noticed no applause for the comments about how bad the attacks on the LGBT community were bad at the GOP convention. Is she going to say all lives matter? Here it comes. Oh, she didn't say all lives matter. Holy crap. I mean, she's still kind of, I don't think she said Black Lives Matter, but this country's more divided over 8 years ago because of people who are so angry. Ridiculousness. I mean, there's a good thing about this that I shared on Facebook. Let's see. Somebody said, why are people saying Blue Lives Matter? What about firefighters? What about our troops? How does one job matter than the other? All jobs matter. And so somebody goes, because Black Americans are targeting troops in revenge killings. They're targeting police. Of course, all jobs matter, but it's cops who are getting killed. And the response to that, this knee is full of iron. I love iron knee. That's awesome. There, the Trump's children are her heroes. Where's Enrique Iglesias? I can be your hero, baby. I'm sorry for that horrible singing. Let's see. Historically, Black lives have mattered less. Really now, no round of applause for that quote. There's another one that didn't get any of applause. I had to turn it off. RNC in Cleveland attacks on our nation. You would think not one white person had done a mass shooting on you. Sorry. Oh God, her message was just all over the place. It's ridiculous. Oh God, here comes Mark. Is this going to be Marco Rubio? Hillary Clinton did not plant the seeds for Obamacare. Oh my God. The seeds for Obamacare were planted by the Heritage Foundation and Mitt Romney. Oh my God. How ridiculous are you? That's ridiculous. Hey, Marco. I'm just talking what I'm tweeting. Hey, Marco Rubio. It was not Hillary. Ugh. My typing is being very poor today as I'm trying to type. It was not Hillary. Ugh. Not Hillary Clinton who planted the seeds for Obamacare. It was the Heritage Foundation and Mitt Romney, RNC in Cleveland. Is he going to come out and speak now too, or did he just give a video package? Oh, this is what I was wanting to make sure. This is what I was going to wait and go over for, to see what happened. What he would do and what he would say. Marco Rubio didn't say vote for Trump. He said something else. So let's see what Ted Cruz is going to say. This should be interesting. Yeah, I have to tweet out, oh, look at all the pedophiles cheering. Come on. My keyboard is being very ridiculous. Ted Files GOP or RNC in Cleveland and GOP convention and GOP in Cleveland too. Why not? God bless each and every one of you. Let's see. He's honored to join. Oh God, he's pandering to Cleveland, but he's gonna piss off California. Come back by what? We're going to Timbuktu if we vote for Trump. We're not going to come back to. We're going to vote for Timbuktu. But hey, Ted Cruz under Donald Trump, we will not come back to
we will go to Timbuktu. Need to spell that right. Conventions are times of excitement. Let's talking about what's really at stake. Carefree Texas summer, swimming in the pool, playing with friends, doing all the things that I'm just imitating Melania right now, trying to imitate Ted Cruz or follow Ted Cruz's words verbatim. Excuse me. Okay, so this is talking about the child who lost the police officer, and somehow this is Hillary's fault. Let's see. I'm going to see how they convert this into being Obama's and or Hillary's fault. I really don't want to talk too much over what he's saying, because, I mean, it's sad what happened, you know, to this family. And I, of course, don't want to, you know, begrudge the death of or talk badly about the death of a police officer, because I don't want to see police officers murdered, just like I don't want to see other people murdered in cold blood. Let's see, what else? So he protected the protesters who mocked him. Well, I mean, that's his job, to protect free speech. And in Dallas, the police protesters and protesters were getting along fine. It was some other person who was problematic. So I'm not quite sure exactly what he is saying here with that, because I think he's a little factually incorrect on that statement. Let me just double check and make sure. Michael Smith, please. It was Dallas. Yeah. The Dallas police officers were not being mocked by the protesters. They were getting along with the protesters. So again, it's another Lion's Head. Lion Ted Cruz is at it again, you know.
Lying
Ted, as though there's Donald Trump showing up, is at it again. The Dallas protesters were not mocking the Dallas police officers. They were getting along well before the shooting. We're getting along. It's ridiculous. They're not fighting for one candidate or one campaign, huh? Is he not going to endorse Trump? This will be That's redundant.
Okay, so let's see if he will go and endorse the Donald or not, or if he's going to just... Of course, there'll be USA Chance in the Democratic Convention, too, because Republicans like to think that they are not... They're the only ones who have a foothold on patriotism, and obviously that's not true. Freedom does matter. Unfortunately, freedom matters to Republicans only for certain people, not for other people. They don't want freedom for gay people. They don't want freedom
for certain minorities. They wanted to keep people down to uphold wealth. You know, the job creators aren't job creators if they don't create jobs. It's ridiculous. Oh, look, someone retweeted me. And it's Skooks. Skooks is a former former guest of the show. And he, you know, he liked my lying Ted hashtag again. The five most beautiful words. Except for slavery. America was built on I want to be free, except for the slaves. That's just ridiculous. Ted Cruz says that we were built on the idea of I want to be free. Except for black people. RNC in Cleveland. We have to do better, which means we have to vote for somebody other than Trump. That's what I say. Wow, my lying Ted quote is taking off. That's good. There's a profound difference between our two parties. Let's see what this profound difference is, as he says. The profound difference is we want freedom and equality for everybody, and they want it for rich whitey. I don't think anybody suggests that ISIS is a JV team. And that's not what she said that to. I could bring up that the full clip in context in a second. I believe. Hey, boo. And of course, if you didn't make a deal with Iran, then they would be out there doing what they want without ramifications, and we'd have no ability to control them. But don't let the facts get in the way of, you know, making an attack. Exports jobs. It's the Republicans that export jobs with their free, unfair trade agreements. It's ridiculous. Enough is enough. We need less of those. We need more agreements that are going to benefit American workers and not benefit. Is he going to say it? Nope, he didn't say it. A return to freedom. I'm really waiting for him to say, or to not say, I endorse Donald Trump for president. I want to see if he said. This is going to be awesome if he doesn't say it. Oh God, school choice. Here comes school. There is no such thing as school choice. I have full charter in New Orleans, Louisiana. We do not have school choice. We have a lottery. Oh, Obamacare doesn't affect how you can choose a doctor, but you know. Again, don't let the facts get in the way of you making a political attack. The IRS has never beat down my door, according to Ted Cruz. He says that we should be free to not have... The IRS would only beat down my door if I didn't pay my taxes. Keep it free. Keep the internet free from restrictions or regulations. With the exception of the whole porn thing that they're about, I want to ask that too. Hey, Ted Cruz, stupid thing is making my caps lock go off all the time. He said Muslim. Holy crap about religious freedom. Hey, Ted Cruz, does unregulated freedom on the internet include porn? Just saying. Unless you're gay. That's basically, you can live according to your conscience unless you're gay. But there should be a freedom means hashtag. Let's see. Ted Cruz with his freedom means should become an amazing hashtag. Ted Cruz. Freedom means that you should be free to follow your beliefs and live your life as you want, asterisk, unless you are gay. And they don't have the right to do that. That Colorado doesn't have the right to pick something different than Texas if it's going to mean that there's no equal protection under the law. Diversity. Liberal Dan Radio, why are there so many liberal racist nuts here? Where are the liberal racist nuts of which you speak? That is ridiculous. Hillary Clinton does not believe that government should make every choice in your life. We've seen it in both parties. What have we seen in both parties? Of which, he's talking about Brexit. Of course, after Brexit, the most popular search was, what is Brexit and what is the EU? So, ridiculousness. Sure. The Republicans want big government. The Republicans just want big government that, you know, regulates your uterus and your vagina and homosexuality. People are fed up. People are fed up with politicians who don't listen to them, and that is why Ted Cruz lost, because he doesn't listen to people. It's difficult doing a live broadcast and tweeting at the same time. It's crazy. And how, I wonder how they tell if he wants a government that doesn't let ISIS terrorists in as refugees. I wonder how they tell. Of course, the Republicans supported the free trade agreements that screwed American workers. But again, don't let the facts get in the way of you making an attack of people. We're going to stand together and choose freedom, except for gays. Freedom will bring back jobs, but it won't let gay people get married. Freedom will lift people out of dependency, except you're not going to pay them a living wage. You want to get rid of Trump wants to get rid of the minimum wage to zero, but don't let the facts get in the way of you making it a point. Ted Cruz has proven, without a doubt, that he is free from the encumbrance of allowing the facts to get in the way of making a point. Oh, we're back to the party of Lincoln crap now. Ugh. Lincoln would not be a Republican today. Sorry. Ted Cruz has proven about China that he's free from the encumbrance of allowing the facts to get in the way. See. But then they have to make another tweet about this, you know, because Ted Cruz is confused. Abraham Lincoln would not be a Republican today. The fight for freedom wherever there's trouble. G.I. Joe is there. Oh, they talk about Sergeant Michael Smith. Ted Cruz is one of the main ones behind the whole Barack Obama won't say radical Islamic terrorism. Boo hoo hoo. Boo hoo hoo. But if he said something else, if he said radical Islamic terrorism, Ted Cruz would find something else that. Someone else said a word that he hasn't said. Because it's not what he says. It's all about attacking President Obama. It's not about actually doing the right thing. We deserve leaders who stand for principle. Does Donald Trump stand for principle? Really? That should be interesting. Donald Trump cast aside anger for love. That is the standard that we should expect, but we're not getting it from Donald Trump. Don't stay home in November. Okay, good. We can't stay home in November because we don't want to elect Trump. Thank you. It's a good campaign push. If you love our country and you love our children, he is not going to say it. I don't think he's going to say it at all. I really don't think he's going to say it. A lot of people cheering Trump, 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 but I don't think he's going to say it. He's going to end with a God bless you and God bless America, but he's not going to say vote for Trump. I could be wrong, but I don't think he's going to do it. There's Chris Christie sitting there. I feel your pain, Chris Christie. As a large man, I like to, he's shaking his head. He is not going to say it. He's not going to do it. Who, according to his dad, according to Ted Cruz, according to Donald Trump, tried to murder JFK or whatever, but you know. He's standing up there in Donald Trump's convention. Well, he's back to the girl in Dallas. He's not going to do it. He's not going to endorse Trump. What if they're going to boo him if he doesn't? They are not happy. They're already starting the boo. Freedom matters. And I was part of something beautiful. Interesting. Endorse Trump? There's this thing, endorse Trump, endorse Trump. He's not going to do it. He has that grin on his face. Defend freedom and be faithful to the Constitution. And they're clapping that, but that there goes somebody else yelling, endorse Trump, endorse Trump. Oh, and Donald Trump's there and he's clapping. I told you he did not. They're booing Cruz. They are booing Ted Cruz. They're booing Ted Cruz for not endorsing Trump. That is awesome. That is just amazing. That's hilarious. This is just a car wreck, train wreck. I mean, you can't even get people to say, I endorse the candidate. This is just, I mean, it gives me maybe hope that this is just going to fall apart, because these people cannot, they will not endorse this guy. They will not endorse Donald Trump. They will, I mean, Rubio didn't do it. Cruz didn't do it. They're not doing it. They're just, it's amazing. This guy on Twitter he was like, that was race baiting or whatever for saying that we were built on the idea of wanting to be free, except for black people. Were black people free or slaves when we built this country? Learn some history. Ridiculous people. Oh, now the children are talking about the Donald and how there's Ivanka. He values hard work. He values grit. He values perseverance. He has good work ethic, a good perseverance, and he wants to build a wall and keep out all the Mexicans. Ridiculous. He doesn't want to rebuild our military. He wants to give money to our military contractors. That's what Republicans do. Rebuilding our military is the strongest military in the world, and is not near in danger of losing that stance as being the number one military in the world. We could kick the ass of everybody else on the planet combined with the amount of firepower that we have. We don't have to worry about that. It's ridiculous. But, you know, with fancy music means it's right, I suppose. It's crazy. Let's see if there's anybody, else that's going to be talking about at the convention or the Donald or what have you. Meanwhile, you know, I may be doing a live broadcast tomorrow, potentially during any particular discussions or whatever that might take place tomorrow, but I don't know. So follow me on Twitter at Liberal Dan Radio and on Facebook as well, and I will let people know what is going on
Redneck Rockin'. Interesting. So, but I'm going to go ahead and intro now because I got to see Ted Cruz. I got to see what was going on with that, and it was just amazing. But anyway, maybe on tomorrow. If not on tomorrow, I'll be on next week. Follow me at liberaldan.com, at liberaldanradio on Twitter, facebook.com/liberaldan. So until next week, this is Dan Zimmerman with Liberal Dan Radio. Talk from the left, that's right.